Another week, another Dubcast. Burger King of the Ring, less than 1.5 months away. Welcome to the Dubcast, the official podcast of Interspecies Wrestling. My name is Ben Gordon. I am joined, as I am every week, by El Presidente, the head honcho of Interspecies Wrestling himself, Mike Roch.
What's up? What's up?
You know, he's not even doing that anymore.
That's what pisses me off. That's why I'll keep doing it, because somebody's got to.
Somebody needs to keep it alive. And joining us as well, the baby mama of ISW and Mike Roch personally, the incomparable Ed Wood.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. You're so kind.
I try. Gentlemen, more matches have been announced for Burger King of the Ring, and I figure there is no better time like the present to talk about them. The final first round match in the Burger King of the Ring tournament is up, and the entire bracket has been released. Mike Roch, why don't we go into this a little bit? Lloyd Cthulhuitz, Attorney at Law versus Is He Dead Yet? What the fuck?
These two first met at the Monster Mash at Boner Jam. Of course, this was Lloyd's debut, the creation of Dr. Gene Splicing. He claimed that he would have won that match, which Izzy actually won, if not for an injury sustained at the hands of Izzy Dead Yet during the match. He requested a rematch with Izzy Dead Yet as a sort of way to get a measure of revenge, and stated that if we did not give it to him, he would sue us for the injury suffered. And with us being cheap and not wanting to give in to demands or lose money, we just, you know, we decided, hey, fuck it, let's do the match.
And Is He Dead Yet, of course, one of the most feared competitors in Interspecies Wrestling for multitude of reasons, not only for his talent inside the ring, but also for the fact that he will eat your brain. And as far as Lloyd Cthulhuitz, we still haven't seen that much out of him, and we don't know. All we know is that he's a monster, handmade by Dr. Gene Splicing, part Cthulhu, part Jew lawyer.
All destroyer of worlds.
Absolutely. Ed Wood, what is your opinion on this encounter?
At least I got chicken. I got popcorn, too. Popcorn chicken. That's what I think of that match. Popcorn chicken.
We'll let Ed Wood finish his meal, and we'll talk about the other match that was announced. As we mentioned last week, a tribute to the late Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney. His friends approached us at Interspecies Wrestling to put on this great trios match. Ed Wood, as we mentioned before, you were good friends with Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney. Tell us more about this match that is coming up on July 23rd.
Well, first of all, it's a class match all the way. I mean, you've got Icarus, Jolly Roger making his return, got Gran Akuma, just one of the most talented people on the East Coast right now, and of course Hollow Wicked, and who could ever forget the legendary 2.0? This match is going to be amazing. If you don't come to see me, come to see this match. Each and every one of these people, skilled competitors, friends, and they're going to do this as a tribute to their fallen friend. It's going to be amazing.
It's definitely going to be something that I myself am looking forward to for a number of reasons. And I know that a lot of the people who will be coming to Burger King in the Ring are going to be looking forward to it, too. It's just going to be something very special.
Well, you know, I'd also like to point out that every single one participating in this match, this tribute match, has wrestled in ISW at one point in their careers, whether it be the beginning of their careers or present day. Each one of them, each and every one of them, has wrestled for Interspecies Wrestling.
Mike Roch, are you looking forward to this match?
Very much so. Like I mentioned last week, it's going to be a night of tributes. Not only this big tribute to Larry Sweeney, one of our fallen friends, another one to Stinky the Homeless Guy. Of course, we're going to have a donation jar set up. We're going to be selling cupcakes. We're going to be selling, hopefully, Cancer Stinks t-shirts if we can get a hold of some of those. I'm actually willing to chop my hair off for if the demand is high enough, you know, if we can raise enough money. And all this money, of course, going towards donation in Stinky's name to cancer research. And,
but, you know, Mike, I heard an amazing rumor today. Isn't the cameraman for ISW, Ball Dip, did he mention that he was also going to shave his head with you?
Yeah, that's right. He joined on. If we can get enough money, we're both going to shave our heads. And that kid has long hair. He told me he hasn't had short hair since he was a teenager, and he's old as fuck now. So
yeah. Now, are you guys able, or I don't know the requirements, but are you able to actually donate the hair for making wigs and such?
Some places call for 8 inches of hair. Some places call for 10. I don't know the specifics. I'm at about 6 right now. I figure I could get to about 8 in the next month and a half, hopefully. If not, you know what? It doesn't matter if I can't donate it. I'll shave it off if the donation's high enough. And I look stupid with a bald head, so.
Well, I live that life. Of course, you said 6, 8, and 10 in one breath. So I'm just having a good old time here at my desk. Thanks, buddy.
You know what? If you need another head to get shaved, I'm going to throw in my curly Jufro.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Gordon.
In the name of money for cancer, I will offer to have my head shaved as well.
Cancer is a motherfucker, man. Let's do our part to drop the hammer on that motherfucker. Considering my mother is a cancer survivor herself, you know, it was almost a motherfucker.
What you did there, I see it.
You're very excited about that, and I appreciate it.
Well, I just feel bad because I can't shave my head for cancer. Well, I could shave it. It's just, I'm not going to have any hair.
I'm sure
so I feel awful. But there's something I have planned, and it's going to be interesting.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to know what it is that you have planned at all. It's going to be frightening, if anything, because I know you, and anything you could possibly be planning in that crazy brain of yours is going to be frightening.
Walk like a man, walk like a man, walk like a man. So you know what? Having said that, I heard that someone was having a Lego drive.
That's right, folks. We are going to do the big fans bring the Lego drive for Danbury, Connecticut. The fan response thus far to this match has been overwhelming, and we've been contacted by fans from all over the place. You know, whether it be in Danbury itself, or you know, outside of Danbury, or even like another country like Canada, they want to chip in. They want to know how they could do their part. Well, here's how you could do your part. If you're coming to the show, bring your Lego, donate it at the door. If you build a creation, you can be entered into the Fans Bring the Lego Weapon Contest.
That's right.
You can donate at the Heirloom Arts Theater's flea market that's coming up in the very near future. You can check out heirloomarts.org to check out the specifics of that event. You can donate via mail. You know, buy a flat rate box. I think it's $5. Send it to us. And in return, we'll send you some swag, some DVDs, whatever we got, you know? Just stuff like that. We need Lego. And if you need a place to buy Lego, you can go on eBay right now. You can look up eBay and you'll get a load, like, you know, $6 for 100 pieces or something.
And don't forget your Goodwill stores also. That's where I found some just recently. But I hate to turn the interview around, but Ben Gordon,
yes,
aren't you sponsoring some type of contest?
Absolutely. As just mentioned, the Card Subject Exchange Podcast Network and the program with Matt and Ben are sponsoring the Fans Bring the Lego Weapon Contest. Bring your crazy ass weapons built from Lego. Anything that's creative and violent. Those are the two things that we're going to judge it on. Creativity, violent potential, and design.
I want to throw this in there as well.
Yes.
You know, like for years, the one thing I've always wanted to see as a Lego weapon is a cactus. I just want to say that if you build a cactus, personally, I'm going to vote for you. You know, I know it's hard to get just specific color of blocks, like a green for a cactus. It's hard to get that specific color in bulk. I don't even give a fuck if you want to cheat and go to Walmart and buy a can of green spray paint and spray paint that fucker. If it's a cactus and it's at the Heirloom Arts Theater, you're getting my vote.
There you go, folks. Lego cactuses for Mike Roch. I personally am looking for something interesting, creative, and outside the box. You know, a couple weeks ago, I said I was hoping for a Lego Millennium Falcon. Well, I was in Target last week, and I saw that kits for a Lego X-Wing are in excess of $100. And being a cheap bastard myself, don't do that. Don't go to that. Buy Legos on the cheap and be creative. That's all we want. We want creativity. Interspecies wrestling is about being creative and violent, and that's what we want.
And sexual. Heal it.
But if you do have that kind of money to just throw away on interspecies wrestling, please put it in the donation can instead.
Yes, absolutely. Don't spend $150 on Lego. Spend $10 on Lego and $140 towards cancer.
Yeah, buy some cupcakes. You know, we're going to do the cupcake sale. It's each cupcake will be for a minimum donation of $2. Please don't hesitate to buy one for $20. That'd be kind of awesome. You know, let's save some lives.
Absolutely. Save some while getting fat. Save some
lives
and get your ass a little bit fatter. That's what we promote at Interspecies Wrestling.
I'm fat. You know it.
Roy Nelson.
Yeah, tell us more about this. You and Roy Nelson have become like fast Twitter buds over ISW.
Well, we're two fat guys with bad hair, you know, and we love the pro wrestling business. So, I don't know. Let's see where this goes.
All right. Well, you know what, Roy Nelson, if you ever wind up stumbling onto these podcasts, I salute you, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say about Interspecies Wrestling.
Well, I guess I could pretty much say I'm going to be sending him some DVDs. So, I think we're becoming like buddies.
Andrew WK, Roy Nelson, who else can we drag into the cult of ISW?
Divine.
Don't you go there.
As we mentioned before, the Burger King of the Ring tournament, all the matches have been announced, and we're going to do something a little special here on this episode of the Dubcast. We've got two participants who are actually going head-to-head against each other in round one. We're going to do a little face-to-face, head-to-head, ask them some questions, see what their mind is at as it pertains to Burger King of the Ring. We have on the line right now the man who is probably the dirtiest competitor in Interspecies Wrestling, and I mean that in as much of a literal sense as possible, Pinky Sanchez.
Ichiban!
And also joining us on the line, he is a former Interspecies Wrestling champion, Player Uno.
Yeah, that would be me. I'm not really looking forward to this head-to-head thing. It sounds kind of gay, but yeah, sure, let's do it.
I don't think we'll be doing dickhead-to-dickhead. You know, at least you can't do that over the phone or over the radio.
As far as I know, I have FaceTime. I mean, I could put my dick to my phone, and if Pinky has FaceTime, we could do that, but I think that'd be pretty gay.
I don't think that would be very...
appropriate.
It's inappropriate, and I don't think it would really help anyone unless, you know, anyone is here to see dicks, and I know Ed Wood is has left his computer at this point just thinking about it. But let me start with you, Pinky. Your win-loss record has not been the greatest in Interspecies Wrestling, we know, but you're a hell of a competitor. What is your mindset going into Burger King of the Ring, knowing that you're taking on a wrestler like Player Uno, a former champion of Interspecies Wrestling?
Well, my mindset is just to unleash violence all over the Burger King of the Ring tournament. And just like I won the Carnage Cup this year by murdering and maiming Alabamians in death matches, I'm going to take it one step further, and I'll put some cheese on it, and I'm going to murder, and I'm going to maim everyone that's in my way, and that's going to start with you, Player Uno, if that's your real name.
It is. It's on my birth certificate.
Now, murder, maim, and cheese, three things you don't often hear together in the same sentence. Uno, what are you thinking? I know that you are itching to get back into the title hunt for a belt that you didn't really lose fairly and that you've never really gotten a one-on-one rematch for. Or any type of rematch for the Interspecies Championship currently held by Giant Tiger. What's going on in your head going into Burger King of the Ring?
Well, I'm a little unhappy. See, I came back from a four-way number one contender, and I unfortunately didn't win. And this is actually probably the best way for me to get title shot. It proves that I've been dominant in ISW this whole time, and going through three guys in one show will only cement myself on the top. Unfortunately, since I am on the losing end from last show, I'm kind of on a down, but I've been working out, I've been dieting, I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm really looking forward to a one-on-one meeting with Pinky Sanchez, which I've never done before. It's a first-time meeting. But unfortunately, Pinky, you don't stand a chance. I've been training every day, playing video games every day. I've been looking at that Burger King thinking, man, that would make a really good cheat meal right now. And I don't know what motivates me more, the Burger King cheat meal or the title, but probably the title. I'd have to say the title. The title shot would be good.
Pinky Sanchez, Player Uno is pretty much just calling you out right now. He's saying you don't stand a chance. What do you have to say to that?
I think my reputation as one of the dirtiest players of the game, not only the independent scene, but everywhere you go, it's the pits of South America, the octagons in Japan, the mud pits in Canada. I fuck everybody up. No one leaves a Pinky Sanchez match saying, whoa, that was easy. Nobody. They leave hurt. They leave with AIDS, maybe some hep. No one leaves a match with Piggy Sanchez, saying that they weren't going through one of the toughest ordeals of their life. It's like giving birth. It sucks. During the birth, it sucks. But afterwards, it's beautiful. It's beautiful because you got to see Piggy Sanchez in action.
Well, guys, it's not just going to be you guys going one-on-one. Whoever comes out the winner in this match is going to potentially wrestle two more matches that night to win this tournament. Now, the winner of this match is going to have to face the winner of Dan Barry versus Frankie Arion. I'm curious to see what you guys are thinking about both of those competitors in case that you do have to face them. So why don't we start with you this time, Uno?
Well, I'm assuming I'm going through Peking Sanchez. I have no doubt in that. Frankie Arion, I've wrestled him before. I'm never in a one-on-one competition, but I'm not afraid of him. He kind of looks like Little Mac to me. And, Little Mac pulls a lot of fight, but he is nothing compared to Mike Tyson or Mr. Dream. That would be me. And Dan Barry, I think he's incredibly average. Nothing more. I don't think I have any problem, or I would even break a sweat if it were to come to me and him in the second round.
Piggy Sanchez, your thoughts on your potential second round match if you do beat Player Uno and wrestle either Dan
when
Barry...
When I beat Player Uno?
Okay, we'll say when, just to keep this going along. Dan Barry and Frankie Arion, your potential second round opponents, what do you think of both of those gentlemen?
Frankie Arion is nothing but an angry midget, right? He's a little intense, angry midget in need of a blood test to check if he has any steroids. And Dan Barry, I respect Dan Barry. Dan Barry was one of those guys that started out a long time ago when Pinky Sanchez started out a long time ago. I got a little respect for him. But Dan Barry is not, I repeat, Dan Barry does not have the skills to take one Pinky Sanchez out. And neither do you, Player Uno, just to rub it in a little more.
It's getting tense. It's getting tense between the two of you. The winner,
there's no way to be. There's no other way to be but intense.
And you know what? You are definitely a picture of intensity, Pinky Sanchez. And I can imagine you intensely dreaming about that Burger King extra value meal that the winner of the tournament will go to. If you do win Burger King in the ring, what will you be ordering from Burger King that evening as your prize?
When I win the Burger King of the ring... Well, I'm going to order that chicken deluxe sandwich with some onion rings, give me some honey barbecue sauce, and a soft drink. And I want it supersized with some cheese on it.
Sticking with the cheese. I think the man's got a theme, got a method to his burger madness.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
Speaking of burger time, Player Uno, if you do wind up walking away with the extra value meal and winning this tournament, what will you be ordering from Burger King?
You know, I'm going to probably give it a lot of thought that very day of. But I think if I had to choose today, I'd go with a double Whopper. And do they offer Kitchens in the state? I don't think so, do they?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick to plain ordinary fries. And I'm definitely getting a milkshake instead of my soft drink. Chocolate milkshake for me. Also, those Burger King pies, the little frozen pies, those are delicious.
They are pretty fantastic.
I mean, if that's not an incentive to win a tournament, nothing is. Those are great.
I'm going to have to agree with Player Uno on that one. Player Uno, I agree. Milkshakes all the way.
I'm glad.
Does not mean you're going to not catch hepatitis, brother, when you get in the ring with me. You better watch yourself.
Hepatitis?
Yes. A through Z. Have fun.
Those are some serious threats, you know. I don't have any STD of my own to give to you, unfortunately. What I will do, though, is I pin your shoulders to the mat to three and win that tournament.
Pinky, rebuttal?
Rebuttal? Now's not the time to talk about dicks and butts.
Dicks and butts?
Let me tell you something, Player Uno. You can order those milkshakes. You can order the french fries. You can order those crappy Canadian-type ball fast food junk. All right, you're in America, and in America, Pinky Sanchez rules. Do you know what? Maybe I'll share another drink with you, but only one, all right?
Nice.
I think we're going to wrap things up with this portion of the Dubcast, and I thank you both. Do you guys have any final words before you go off and return to preparing intently for Burger King of the Ring?
I have lots to say. As ISW's biggest loser, I'm taking home the Whopper. I'm taking home the crown, cape, scepter. You might as well call me Pinky King. Ooh, yeah!
I think you, Sanchez, I heard your words. You think you're better than me. You think you're going to take the crown. You think you're going to take the scepter and the cape. I think I'd look real good with the cape. I can't do a Macho Man impression, but I'll tell you what. Pinky Sanchez, I'm coming for you, nigga.
Them's a fighting words, and I think we're going to save the fighting for the first round of the Burger King of the Ring tournament, a first-time-ever match between Pinky Sanchez and Player Uno. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us on the Dubcast today, and good luck to both of you on July 23rd.
Thank you.
PlayStation 3 all day. Screw NES. I'll see you in the ring, bitch.
Well, after that heated confrontation, let's get Mike Roach back on the line. Mike, you heard all of that go down. Has that changed your expectations for the match coming up at Burger King of the Ring?
I think that maybe, like, Pinky Sanchez is so filthy that we should probably sterilize him by boiling him before sending him out there. As for that, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great match.
I do too, and I definitely agree with the sterilization. Maybe we can get rid of a couple of those hepatitises he has.
A through Z, okay? Holy shit.
That's
and this isn't like the Iron Sheik's A through the Z. This is the worst kind.
That's very frightening, but I think we're going to end on that note. For more information about Burger King of the Ring and Interspecies Wrestling in general, please visit interspecieswrestling.com. You can also check out Interspecies Wrestling on Facebook. Join the event page for Burger King of the Ring for the most up-to-date news and notes on the show. It's very much constantly updated. Also, ISDUB on Twitter. Mike Roach, you can be found at
Roachy Kong. And you know what, Ben? I want to make a suggestion for a song to go out on this week.
Absolutely.
We actually lost Macho Man Randy Savage. Perhaps maybe we can go out on his theme song or something by him. He was the Macho King, right?
That he was.
So let's remember that king. As we go into Burger King of the Ring, to crown our first king, ding, ding, ding.
Thanks again to Player Uno and Pinky Sanchez for joining us today. And once again, thank you to Ed Wood, who is thinking about the face-to-face dick time.
Head-to-head. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Why am I waving?
And as Ed Wood goes to ponder more about that head-to-head, dick-to-dick FaceTime that was mentioned earlier, thank you to him as well. For Mike Roach, I'm Ben Gordon saying, see you on the next Dubcast.
Ooh.